the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir, Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Fade the Noise podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. And Lundy, I can already feel the failure coming in because I've already submitted my second chance bracket at DraftKings Sportsbook, and I'm just accepting defeat now. The way that this entire tournament is gone, that, you know, everything is upside down, it's topsy-turvy, nothing is making sense. It's like we're living in this alternate reality where double-digit seeds, rule the roost. I filled out the bracket thinking, hey, maybe I'll win some cash, and I guarantee I'm going to roll and smoke that bracket, much like my initial bracket, probably, I don't know, two games in.
Yeah, but we live in Colorado, so rolling and smoking is normal.
that's right. Yes, ingesting hallucinogenic mushrooms could soon be very normal here in the Centennial State. So anything goes. Yeah, I guess, you know, there's a silver lining with it all. So at least I could pack some sort of buzz.
If we're going to be in the upside down, I just want to know if I can meet Winona Ryder, okay? Can I just meet her? I just want to meet her once and just be able to say, you know, as seeing her in 18 million movies as I was growing up, you just kind of want to have that moment to shake her hand and go, you know, thanks for keeping me entertained when I was, as I went through all of these random formative teenage years. And then, bam, you show up in one of the biggest television series of the last 5 years.
Yes, we appreciate your esteem to work from Edward Scissorhands from way back in the day. No question about that with Winona Ryder.
Absolutely.
All right, look, if you want to get in on that second chance bracket, if you want to do anything, and you do so at DraftKings Sportsbook, and Lundy, I have fired off a futures ticket at DK Sportsbook. We already tied one the other day to the Midwestern region, and I took Loyola Chicago plus 150. I'm on the East region now, and I like Florida State plus 250 to come out of there. I think they're going to knock off Michigan. They got disruptive length and athleticism. They can shoot at a 38.3% clip from outside, and a pretty good defensive team to boot. Not one of Leonard Hamilton's strongest defensive squads, but they are top 45 in the country adjusted defensive efficiency. As long as they clean up those sloppy handles and don't commit a lot of mistakes, I think they're going to give not only Michigan a run for the money, but beat them. But I think, too, they'll wind up battling Alabama, and again, that length pressing, you know, and pushing to the perimeter will be enough to potentially knock off the Crimson Tide. So I love me some Florida State as a futures firing off if you're interested at DraftKings Sportsbook at plus 250. And look, DraftKings Sportsbook is America's top-rated sportsbook app and is putting new customers in the center of the Sweet 16. Bet $1 on any tournament game, and if your team wins, you win $100. It's that simple. Turning $1 into $100 is 100-1 odds. Pick any college basketball team that's still in the hunt for your shot at winning $100. All it takes is a $1 bet and that team winning their next game. So here's what you got to do. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use that promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 if the college basketball team of your choosing pulls off the W. That's code FTN to turn $1 into $100 for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Colorado, New Jersey, Indiana, Pennsylvania residents only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. With that, on this hashtag Tequila Thursday edition of the pod, it's time once again for the Fade Five.
Number five.
All right, Lundy, give me a brief recap. How did it go on the ice for you last night? Was it profitable?
For me, overall, it was profitable. On the picks we made here on the podcast, went 1-1, expected a better performance out of Thatcher Demko for the Vancouver Canucks. And at the end of the first period, it was 0-0. But coming into last night's game, Andrew Kopp of the Winnipeg Jets had 6 goals. Brad, by the time he finished the game, he had 10.
Wow.
Kopp went for a hat trick and some change by the time the game was over. Scored 4 times. Winnipeg smoked Vancouver, especially with the 3 goals in the second period. So that one hurt. But remember, I told everybody to take Pittsburgh minus 1.5.
Yeah.
They'd beaten Buffalo already twice on the year by 3 goals. Guess what? They beat them by 3 again last night. So we finished 1-1. So let's start fresh.
Yes.
Ready for number 5 here on the Fade the Noise for today. Let's head to the Northeast and talk about the New York Rangers taking on the Philadelphia Flyers. Over the course of the last 6 weeks, these teams have played 4 times. They are 2-2, but I feel like this is where the Rangers will get the leg up. So I'm actually going to take the road team on this one with New York. I like the fact that they have been playing a little bit better. I still don't think that they are, world beaters by any stretch. They have a sub-500 record, but guess what? So does Philadelphia. And these two teams don't like each other, so this is going to be a really good battle. Like this one, though, with the Rangers on the money line, not a puck line, nothing crazy like that, but this is going to be a dogfight to kick off hockey for tonight.
Is Mark Messier still a member of the Rangers?
Negative.
Okay, that's the extent of my New York Rangers hockey knowledge. Thank you for playing Ride Those Rangers.
Number 4.
All right, let's stay on the ice. Let's, body check another one of the boards here and see if we can get the sports book thrown in the penalty box, Lundy. So who are you liking here on numero cuatro in the Fade 5?
Let's go local for you and I here in Colorado and talk about those Avalanche. So I just talked about the Rangers in Philadelphia. They are an early game. Let's go to the late game tonight, a 9 o'clock Eastern puck drop with the Avalanche taking on the Vegas Golden Knights.
Ooh.
This is the battle in the West. These are the two juggernauts. These are the two heavyweights, and they're going to be battling. They're going to be battling like crazy. That's what they're going to be doing. This is a really, really fun matchup. These two teams, as I said, are basically going to just knock each other around with some heavyweight punches. But I like Colorado, and Colorado on the money line is a minus 180. But here's what I'll tell you. Colorado is 6-0 in their last 6 home games. Mm. And they have won them in regulation. So tell you what, if you want to get rid of some of that juice, take the Avs and take them on the 60-minute line.
Oh.
And that juice drops down to a minus 108. Philip Grubauer will be in between the pipes for the Avs, taking on Marc-Andre Fleury. Those two basically are at the top in the majority of the goaltending categories for the Western Conference. So when I say this is going to be a heavyweight battle, I mean it. But if you look at the last 6 games at home for the Avs, I mentioned the fact that they are 6-0 in those games. They scored 27 goals in those last 6 home games. Vegas, by the way, in their last 6 road are 3-3. So give me Colorado, but give me Colorado to win it in regulation, and that gets rid of some of the juice at a minus 108.
I love the French names that you throw out there. I feel like I just earned a college credit, through Rosetta Stone or something. Like, I
say that you love crepes.
I actually hate crepes, just for the record. I was throwing it out there. It just follow Lundy and all his hockey picks. I know nothing.
Number 3.
All right, let's move on, and let's work in a player prop presented by MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Go there. It's a DFS game unlike any other. Have an MKF in good time. It's just you against the house and all of your favorite players over, under, more or less on stats that you already know, love, and track at MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Not only do they have NHL, but they got the NBA, and they have college basketball props. Yeah, no kidding. So do so right now and use that promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN. And when you sign up as a new user, you get a free $5 game on the house only at MonkeyKnifeFight.com. And I'm going to work an NBA player prop here, Lundy. And we got a great battle here going on in the association between the Miami Heat, who've been sizzling here for much of the year, going up against the Portland Trailblazers. Dame Lillard, Bolt 24. That damn commercial on repeat, it seems like, during this March Madness season, Lundy. I don't know if you've caught that, but I have that stupid song stuck in my head. And I'm going to go with Bam Adebayo. Wham, bam, thank you, Bam, is apparently going to be the phrase that pays today. And I'm going to take the over on 4.5 assists in this game. Bam Adebayo is actually averaging 5.4 dimes per game this season. He's been over this proposed total in 10 of his last 13 games, according to the FTN Daily Advanced EVP tool. It's the second best matchup for a Damer. And, yeah, it's the fourth toughest matchup for a center are the Portland Trailblazers. But Portland, number 29 in the NBA in adjusted defensive efficiency. So they've been loosey-goosey in terms of defending and guarding. And number 20 as well in opponent's assists per game. So Bam Adebayo, a lot of the offense rolls through him. He could kick it out wide to Jimmy Butler and various shooters that the Miami Heat have. And as a result, they get buckets and he racks up the assists. So I think it's going to be a minimum 5 assist game for him tonight. Probably going to finish like 6 to 8 overall, what should be a high scoring affair. So again, Bam Adebayo over 4.5 assists, fade or follow.
Well, he's gone over it 4 out of the last 5 games, obviously. So, I mean, yep. I think that bodes well. I was actually surprised when you and I were getting ready for the pod that this was the number because, again, when you look at the fact that he's averaging 5.4,
yeah,
it's surprising to see a number with an over-under sitting at 4.5. So, yeah, I'm riding the over on this one. I think he does it comfortably. My guess is he's probably going to be at 3 by the time we get to halftime, maybe even 4 by halftime in this matchup. And so I think this is one that he comfortably tucks in even before we get to the final 12.
Make some money in Miami.
Number 2.
All right, let's move on to the Sweet 16. We're doing a couple of games a day as we're getting you prepared for the relaunch of the NCAA tournament on Saturday. And let's go out to the South region and talk about Villanova and Baylor. And this line has moved. It opened at 6.5 at DraftKings Sportsbook. It is now up to 7.5. And I am still laying the chalk here, Lundy. Still think there's some value here on the Baylor Bears. 3-point arcsmanship is going to be the story of this game for both squads. Baylor, in their last 7 contests, shooting 40.1% from downtown. Villanova, meanwhile, building skyscrapers with some of the bricks that they have laid, just 30.1% along the perimeter. And you look at the Villanova defense, number 237 this season in 3-point percentage D. And Baylor, not much better, 37.7% they have allowed on the arc here these last handful of games. And this Villanova offense, down Colin Gillespie, has changed a little bit. And what Jay Wright has done is the offense is now flowing through Samuels, Robinson Earl, and Justin Moore. And this is why Villanova has not shot the ball particularly well because, you know, Gillespie was a sharp shooter from outside. They've been attacking the 10 early and often off the bounce. Their last 6 games, they're shooting close to 55% inside the arc as a team. But Villanova still lacks a rim protector. They don't have the bigs to hang with Chamwa Chachua and also with Mark Vidal. So I think those two are going to get a lot of second chances in this game, which is one of the MOs of this Baylor team. They generate a second chance over the last month, 36.2% of their possessions, to go along with the outstanding guard play, to go along with the fact that Davion Mitchell is one of the best on-ball defenders in all of college basketball. And there's too many weapons. Baylor's too damn good. They got their rhythm back. They are smooth operators once again. Similar team we saw pre-COVID break in February. A true blue title contender, possibly on a collision course to battle the Gonzaga Bulldogs for the whole enchilada. So give me Baylor minus 7.5. I think they're going to win this thing by 10+. Fade or follow.
I agree with you that they're looking like the team that we remember way back when it was an obvious number one and number two over the course of the beginning of the season, right? Because that was what we thought way back when. Then all of a sudden, Baylor, you're dealing with scheduling, you're dealing with COVID, and they came back and it was like, you lost to Kansas. and now all of a sudden, I'm with you, Brad. I think they're getting this rhythm back. Villanova obviously was able to get past Winthrop in the first round. Then they got a gift with the fact that North Texas took care of Purdue. And they weren't really challenged, I don't think, that much by the Mean Green. And so they are now in a collision course that's going to be, in my opinion, much different than the first round and second round games that Villanova played. So I know that people like to troll you on Twitter for going against Villanova, but I think this is a safe one. I think Baylor wins this by double figures.
Make some buckaroos with the Bears.
Number 1.
All right, let's go to the Midwest region, and let's talk a little Houston and Syracuse. Syracuse, they're throwing egg in my face. I got to pick out the shells from my retina Lundy, yep. Because, you know, I disparage this team repeatedly, and Buddy Boeheim just continued to splash threes straight in my eyes. There's no doubt about it. I mean, they trounced San Diego State, not even remotely competitive, were the Aztecs in that 6-11 opening round matchup. And then West Virginia made it a game, but it took them basically a half to try to crack the code of this 2-3 zone. I'm done fading Syracuse. I'm riding them. I'm going to take the Orange, which probably means we're going to lose by like 20-plus to the Houston Cougars. But I'll take Syracuse plus the 6 here. You know, again, cracking that code of the zone is going to be an arduous chore for this Houston team. They were, you know, mediocre against zone defenses this season, inside the 70th percentile and zone aptitude, according to Synergy. The pick and roll action that they typically run about a third of the time is going to be extremely limited, because that's what the zone does. It really, you know, cuts off those passing lanes overall. Dejon Giroux, who is more or less the default point guard for this Houston team because they play positionless basketball, he's going to have to try to find and probe some of those soft spots. You know, they're right at the free throw line within this 2-3 to, you know, swing some passes outside, knock down some of those jumpers, you know, call his own number with a mid-range shot, hopefully knock it down, or some of those backdoor cutting lanes. He's going to have to find that streaker of the basket and connect with him. Again, try to massage and loosen up this zone, but I think it's going to be tough to do. And, you know, the key here for Houston is they're going to have to limit the transition play of Syracuse. You know, Buddy Boeheim has been in fuego. He has been volcanic in nature here these last several games. And yes, Houston has an advantage in terms of generating second chances. They're the second best offensive rebounding team in the country this season, second only to North Carolina. So Gorm and Gresham and Grimes, the three G's, can really get after it there, generating some of those offensive rebounds. But pulled all together, I think 6 points is too much. I think Houston wins this thing, but it's going to be by uno, dos, tres, amigo, which means the Orange covers the 6. Fade or follow?
I hate this. I hate making this pick because I don't look, you and I didn't think Syracuse belonged in the tournament.
No.
Now, I understand that we've got some egg. I know we're picking up the shells. I know the Easter Bunny has come early and has been hiding the eggs all around the house.
Cadbury eggs. They're disgusting, but I eat them.
Yeah, you and I have been getting smashed in the face by it. But in exactly what you just said, they keep they've got Boeheim on a roll when it comes to shooting from the outside. They are on a 6-0 against the spread streak right now, yeah, including, you know, obviously 5 wins. They continue to go through the tournament. I think Houston wins this game, but I also know that occasionally that zone defense gives people massive, we're talking migraine level
headaches.
Hangover headaches.
Yeah.
And so I could see this winding up being a problem. So I'll tell you what, I truthfully want to stay away from this game when it comes to the spread. 74% of the money right now, as of when we record, is actually on Cuse with the plus 6. So I'll roll with you on this one, but I will tell you, this is a game that I'm staying away from because I think all of a sudden the wheels could come off for Syracuse, or I could see the same Houston team that had to have that second half rally against Rutgers show up, in which case Cuse may just strangle them and cut off their air.
Yeah, that could be. And that could be a prime game that is set up for an alt line as well.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Depending
upon what direction you want to go. I mean, maybe Houston minus 1.5, 2.5, if you want to whittle that down, or even tack on a few extra points to Syracuse. You'll get them at like 10.5. And then, yep, you know, parlay it with another game of your liking, maybe Loyola or Chicago on the money line, for example. That could be the way to go there, going against your Oregon State Beavers. By the way, I don't know if you noticed this, DraftKings, they have an opt-in option, and you get a 25 or 50% boost on every Sweet 16 game. I say to DraftKings, thank you kindly.
Yes,
thank you very much.
That was the gift that keeps on giving when that popped up in my account yesterday. Love that about our friends at DraftKings, always with some different promotions and odds boosts and different fun that you can have. And when that popped up yesterday, I did a little nod to the clouds and said, thank you.
Yes, and I will be blowing my entire bankroll on the Sweet 16 now. It is officially confirmed. And that is a wrap on this edition of the Fade the Noise podcast. Follow Lundy on Twitter at Nate Lundy. Follow me at Noisy Huevos. Drop us a rating and a review, would you kindly? And check out FTN Fantasy, FTN Daily, and FTNBets.com for all of your fantasy sports and sports betting content needs. Use that promo code Evans, EVANS, to score 10% off your subscription today. And as always, until next time, fade or follow, that is up to you.
Fade the noise.